Hi, this is a dictation for Christopher Connolly, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Last name is Connolly, C-O-N-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 2-8-1992. Date of accident is 5-22-2025. The patient has a chief complaint of pain in the lower back, neck, mid-back, pain in the left knee, and pain in the right fifth finger, which was busted open due to bleeding and laceration. Sutures were applied. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. The patient, Christopher Connolly, was traveling as a rear passenger on the right at late night, 10 p.m., on 5-22-2025. In this accident, his girlfriend, Deja Field, was there, and who is being seen at the advanced pain care already, and in fact was referred by her to be treated. His nephew went to the Henry Ford Hospital and had a fracture, who was the driver. The accident happened on Grand Boulevard and Lawton, L-O-W-T, like Tom, O-N. Hello, dear. The patient was traveling on Grand Boulevard and Lawton, L-O-W-T-O-N, in West Detroit. And they were going on Lawton and approached the intersection of Grand Boulevard, West Grand Boulevard, where they were traveling in a Chevy Impala at 20-25 miles an hour and were collided by a Jeep. They were rear-ended by this Jeep, which was going real fast. After the impact, their car hit a tree with the front of the car. So it was quite a damage to the car. The car was totaled. The patient says he was wearing a seatbelt. Airbags were deployed, and he passed out for a few minutes. It was not a hit-and-run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and the patient was taken to Henry Ford Hospital. The car was totaled. Rear bumper, rear trunk was all damaged. Front was damaged, smoldering engine. And transmission fluid leaked out, and there was a damage to the whole car. Windows were busted, especially the front and rear. However, the windshield was also broken. Airbags were deployed. Regarding the injury, patient reports that he jumped around inside, side to side, and back and forth. Whiplash injury to the neck, tossed around very badly, lifted out of the seat, and banged into the roof of the car. There was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. His left fifth finger hit into something, and it had a bleeding and laceration, which was sutured at the hospital later. Left knee banged into the seat and a console in front. The patient reported that he went to the Henry Ford Hospital, where he was treated initially and was discharged after various testing. He doesn't believe that a CT scan was done, or possibly it was done, but he doesn't know. And x-rays were definitely done. Currently, he reports the following symptoms. Histopresenting illness. Headaches, which are present on the front. They're moderately severe. And they are 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, off and on. And they are occupying the front of the head. Moderately severe, off and on. Sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. Associated with nausea and vomiting. The last vomit was 3 days ago. The patient reports of dizziness and vertigo, loss of balance and nausea, denies any loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration. It denies any incontinence, and there is no spots in the vision, loss of vision field or blood vision. There is no taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. There is a moderate history of anxiety, depression, and panic, sleep disturbance, and dizziness, difficulty in walking. There is no sudden anesthesia, and no weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy. Patient reports he can walk less than half a block. He can sit and stand only for 10-15 minutes, but it hurts him a lot, and he can sleep for 2 to 3 hours. Please review the chart for the characters and documentation of the pain intensity and all that thing, as the records are showing. Including the ADLs and the diagnosis. The physical examination is as follows. The patient is a 33-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Patient is sitting comfortably with no sign of any acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with some limping, but overall, there's no he's not using any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam is from the template, except in the skin, there is a small laceration, 1 centimeter or half an inch, requiring 4 or 5 sutures. Other than that, neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination shows there is a quadratus lumborum muscle bilaterally, are quite severely spasm, and then sacroiliac joint is very tender. And in the musculoskeletal examination, inspection shows normal, inspection palpation is normal, please use the template. Spine tenderness is present at L5 S1 and L4 L5. And bilateral SI joints. Paravertebral muscle spasm is minimal, seen at L1 to L5 bilaterally, no trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 10. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign was found negative, Sperling sign is positive, Lermit test is positive, and restriction test is positive, total test was found negative, thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative, lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test was found positive, straight leg raising test is positive at 10 degrees, TLR is positive bilaterally, CAM test is positive bilaterally, Babinski sign is negative. SI joint, Faber test positive bilaterally, Gonsalan test positive bilaterally, SI joints are tender. However, the Ely compression test, tending flexion test, and distraction test are negative. Tendelberg sign is negative. Except for the left knee examination and the right little finger, all the extremities examination is normal. Please use the template. In the right fifth finger, there is a completely healed laceration at this time, and range of motion of the fifth finger is completely normal with complete flexion and range of motion. No deficit, no wound, nothing is examined. Left knee exam reveals the following. On inspection, the knee appears to be completely normal with no scar, erythema, or effusion. The patient presents with a peripatellar tenderness and inflammation, and on palpation, that is confirmed. There is a peripatellar tenderness and inflammation. The crepitous grinding noise are not heard on moving the knee, and the range of motion is completely normal at 135 degrees. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer was positive. McMurray sign, Steinman negative, patellar apprehension was positive. Diagnosis. V89, in general, please review the diagnosis from the diagnosis page, and then plan of care will be from the template. Treatment plan is also from the template, which includes the physical therapy to be given 3 times a day for the affected areas. Disability is provided for work disability, housework, and transportation. A knee brace order has been given. Patient is provided with a back brace and a TENS unit. The disability is done. Medications. Patient is provided with the following medication, which are Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, for anxiety. Celebrex 200 milligram for anti-inflammatory effect, Lidopro. Ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep. Gabapentin is provided for neuropathy pain. Medigesic is for headaches. Elavil 50 milligram at night for sleep and GAD disorders. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for further relief of the spasm. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. We are requesting a release from the Henry Ford Hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Referred to neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records are being released. Investigation will visit the patient next time for follow-up visit and decide what investigation is needed, especially after reviewing the hospital investigation. DMEs, patients provided with an order for knee brace, a cane, as well as the back brace and a TENS unit for further healing. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.